The Dutch are looking to Mexico for hydrogen potential, and the Spanish H2Med corridor gets another step closer to becoming reality. I'll go over these topics and give my thoughts on today's Hydrogen Podcast. So the big questions in the energy industry today are, how is hydrogen the primary driving force behind the evolution of energy? Where is capital being deployed for hydrogen projects globally? And where are the best investment opportunities for early adopters who recognize the importance of hydrogen? I will address the critical issues and give you the information you need to deploy capital. Those are the questions that will unlock the potential of hydrogen, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Paul Rodden, and welcome to the Hydrogen Podcast. I want to take a moment before I begin to thank Chemours for their support in Q3 and Q4 of this year. Their sponsorship helped us grow the podcast and continue to provide quality analysis, and we really appreciate what they offer to the hydrogen community. With that said, we're getting a jump on 2024 and would like to reach out to members of our audience that work in the hydrogen industry to pass our podcast on to their communications team for future sponsorship opportunities. Our focus is to continue to advocate for the hydrogen industry, and we need your support to do so. All I ask is that you ask them to check out our media page on our website at thehydrogenpodcast.com/media. And if you're a listener of the show and would like to make a small contribution to help out, one of our fans recommended a service that will help out, and I had William put a button at the top of our website called Support the Show. We really appreciate the support from everyone and hope you have a great end to 2023. Now, on with the show. In an article in Reuters.com, Mexico president says Danish fund to invest $10 billion in Mexico to produce green hydrogen. A Danish fund will invest $10 billion in a development hub in southern Mexico to produce green hydrogen for ships and to replace hydrocarbon use, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said on Friday, November 24th. One of López Obrador's key infrastructure projects is the development of an industrial corridor connecting the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans and the Mexico's poorer south. He says, it's a financial economic fund from Denmark. They're going to invest in a development hub, $10 billion, because they're going to produce green hydrogen to replace hydrocarbons. This the president said in a press conference. In August, López Obrador said that Danish asset manager Copenhagen Infrastructure Partners, or CIP, was going to begin construction of a green hydrogen plant in the southern port of Salina Cruz to supply ships with the fuel. At that time, the president did not mention the size of the investment, and a spokesperson for CIP said on Friday that its plans for Mexico were known. In a quote from CIP, we can confirm that we are involved in a large-scale green hydrogen project in the Oaxaca region in Mexico. Further development will take place in collaboration with local authorities and partners. They also continue to say, we will provide further updates as the project progresses. The CIP spokesperson said they did not know whether López Obrador was talking about the same project on Friday and declined to confirm the sum he cited as its planned investment. López Obrador, a strong proponent of hydrocarbons since taking office late 2018, said that new vessels around the world will use the green hydrogen obtained through wind and solar energy via electrolysis. He says, we are talking about the era of non-pollution, of everything being done to prevent climate change. Denmark's embassy in Mexico did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the president's comments. Okay, so not many details surrounding this news of a cross-country hydrogen development in southern Mexico. It does sound like the Dutch are investing rather heavily in the region, but only they know if the $10 billion figure is correct. The reason I mention this news is that this region, as stated in the article, is one of the poorer regions around the world, but it's one with a rich history. It also showcases the opportunity for struggling economies to transition into an energy-rich region by embracing hydrogen. Unlike northern Mexico, which hosts the bulk of the Chihuahuan Desert, the southern portion of the country has plenty of water and renewable potential for hydrogen development. And it would appear that CIP has noticed this opportunity as well. I look forward to seeing how this project unfolds and hopefully get more information in the near future. Next, in a press release on November 28th, H2Med and the Spanish Hydrogen Backbone included in the list of projects of common interest of the European Commission. The European Commission has adopted the Delegated Act on Projects of Common Interest, or PCI, which includes the H2Med corridor, the first axis of the associated Spanish Hydrogen Backbone Network, and two underground hydrogen storage facilities. Their inclusion in the list of PCIs, which will be submitted to the Council and the European Parliament for approval in early 2024, represents an important step forward in the promotion of these projects. The H2Med comprises a connection between Solurico de Beira in Portugal and Zamora, and a maritime connection between Barcelona and Marseille. With a planned combined investment of around 2.5 billion euros, CELSA will have a maximum capacity of 0.75 million tons of renewable hydrogen, a length of 248 kilometers, and a 24.6 megawatt compressor station in Zamora. And Barmar will have a maximum capacity of 2 million tons, a length of 455 kilometers, and a 140 megawatt compressor station in Barcelona. H2Med was presented in Alicante at the Euromed Summit on the 9th of December 2022 by the governments of Portugal, Spain, and France, with the support of the President of the European Commission. And in January of 2023, the support of Germany was added. Following this initial impulse, the TSOs of Portugal, Spain, and France, and Germany presented the project at an event in Berlin on the 18th of October, ratifying the support of the governments of these four countries and that of the European Commission, as well as of the industry and the main players of the sector in Germany. The first sections of the Spanish hydrogen backbone included as a PCI are the Via de la Plata access with its connection to the Puertollano Hydrogen Valley, which add up to a planned length of approximately 1,250 kilometers. And the access that includes the Cantabrian coast, Ebro Valley, and Levante access, about 1,500 kilometers in total, as well as two underground hydrogen storage facilities in the Cantabria and Basque country, located in new salt cavities with a planned capacity of 335 and 240 gigawatt hours, respectively. The Hydrogen Backbone Network projects, together with the storage facilities identified as necessary for its correct operation, involves an investment of around 4.6 billion euros. Enagás is making progress in analyzing the results after successfully completing the first phase of the non-binding call for interest process for the first axis of the Spanish Hydrogen Backbone on the 17th of November. With the data provided by more than 200 companies, producers, consumers, marketers, and other agents that have submitted more than 600 projects, the company will be able to gauge the interest of the main players in the energy sector in the necessary development of renewable hydrogen transport infrastructures, as well as ammonia, oxygen, and CO2. The information provided in this call for interest will also make it possible to adjust the routes and to detect whether it's necessary to incorporate sections that were not initially included in the first axis presented. Enagás will announce the results of the call for interest on the second hydrogen day to be held on the 31st of January 2024. The inclusion of the H2Med corridor, the Spanish hydrogen backbone, and the two underground storage facilities in the PCI list, once it passes through the European Parliament and Council, will help it to make progress in fulfilling the REPowerEU plan to achieve the European and Spanish goals of energy independence, industrial competitiveness, and decarbonization. Okay, so Spain and the H2Med corridor getting some very strong support from surrounding countries as well as the EU. I recently spoke regarding Germany and their push to become the nexus of hydrogen in Europe. Now, it sounds like Spain could be making a similar push. With a total of 4.6 billion euros, this corridor could be one of the largest projects to kick off further development of the broader hydrogen backbone plan for Europe. But if last week has told us anything with the German funds drying up, finding the capital for this corridor might be difficult. Now, private capital is a very strong possibility to cover the bulk of the costs, but for that to happen, the EU will need to work with private industry to pave the way instead of creating more roadblocks and regulatory hurdles that could impede future return potential. All right, that's it for me, everyone. If you have a second, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a good review on whatever platform it is that you listen to. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, YouTube, whatever it is. That would be a tremendous help to the show. And as always, if you have any feedback, you're welcome to email me directly at info@thehydrogenpodcast.com. So until next time, keep your eyes up and honor one another. Hey, this is Paul. I hope you liked this podcast. If you did and want to hear more, I'd appreciate it if you would either subscribe to this channel on YouTube or connect with your favorite platform through my website at www.thehydrogenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. I very much appreciate it. Have a great day.